Boys Town, as we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. And coach, the conference basketball tournament, always an exciting time for the players and the coaches and the fans.
Sure is, and it's a great conference tournament. And then today I pull out the eight final teams that are, you know, sitting here playing today, and I go, wow, wouldn't want to play any of them on any given night. It's not like there's a good draw or anything, so but it prepares you, and that's the biggest key, is you hope to get through the week, you know, so you can play 2 to 3 basketball games and prepare yourself for the rest of the season.
Really kind of a postseason feel here this week. You play a 3 games, a possibility to get into the championship game maybe on Saturday at a couple of different sites, with we anticipate great crowds all week.
Yeah, the atmosphere for the Centennial Conference Tournament, you know, is good. You know, you never know what's going to happen on a weeknight like this, but your kids better be ready to play, because it gets a lot bigger every step you take, and we hope to play on Friday.
Grand Island Central Catholic, the number one seed. You guys, the number two seed. But like I said, the eight teams that are playing right now, you wouldn't want to play any of them right now.
No, it's a deal where our conference has been very competitive for a long time, and you can take a look at the state record books as far as the teams that have played into the state tournament and then won state championships or runner-ups. There was a statistic last year that said a C1 team has won or been in the finals for a long time. So, you know, it's a prestigious conference, and we're glad to be a part of it. And, you know, it's a great honor to be here and playing in this atmosphere, because it really prepares you for the rest of your season.
Tell you what, as far as the preparation is concerned, it's tough. You didn't even know your opponent until late last night. Of course, Boys Town beating Aquinas in the bunny bracket type of game. So what about preparation for this thing?
Well, you know, it's great to have first-round home game. That's the biggest thing you really want to make sure you are, because, you know, Boys Town had to travel last night. They had to travel again tonight. Whether that affects them, we'll find out and see. But, yeah, the preparation time is a little difficult for the higher seeds, because everybody's playing Monday night, and you got to either go watch them or you got to get a lot of film and have your kids prepared. And we prepared, you know, for Boys Town yesterday, and we'd played just Aquinas, so that was kind of nice to have them in our mind too. And we said if Aquinas wins, we're going to come out and prepare for Aquinas on Tuesday after school. So I guess we picked the right one to prepare for yesterday.
St. Cecilia beating Aquinas on Saturday, 63-35, gave up, what, 14 points in the first quarter, and then absolutely shut them down in quarters 2 and 3.
Well, yeah, and it wasn't like we were off to a slow start or anything like that, but, you know, Aquinas did a nice job. They were pretty deliberate in their offense, and we were playing pretty good defense. They hit some shots, and we got our offense rolling a little bit at the other end late in the first quarter, took a 2-point lead going into the second quarter, and then the second quarter we just challenged shots better and didn't give them anything that was a decent shot. So, you know, the middle quarters were good to us again. I talked to our kids yesterday. We got to get off to a better start, you know, maybe, you know, really stick some team in the first quarter and see if they can respond.
St. Cecilia outscoring Aquinas on Saturday 37-9 in those middle two quarters. And it's really been defense has been the key all season long, allowing teams only 35 points per ballgame.
Yeah, I mean, we talk a lot about it. We work a lot on it. I mean, our kids probably get tired of the drills, but there was an article today on a paper or a website or something that said, you know, you got to play defense in Class C1 if you're going to be there at the end. And I think that's true probably in any conference or any class. The teams that play good defense usually advance late into the season. And our kids are athletic enough, we better be able to play good defense due to the fact that we've got big, strong bodies, and we also work a lot at it. So if we're not good defensively, we, you know, that really carries our offense. And usually when we're good defensively, our offense usually really starts to click.
Offensively on Saturday, Zach Sturup had the high point there for the Blue Hawks, scored 15 points.
Yeah, Zach's been steady. You know, he's been right around that 15-point mark. He gets 7 to 10 rebounds a night. You know, we're hoping for a little more. We're trying to get Zach a little more up into that 18 and 10 range every night. But we're balanced right now, and that's nice. Our kids are, you know, sharing the basketball well. And he's a force. I mean, if anybody comes to watch him play, they know he's on the floor. And he's done a great job this year of handling himself.
just trying to get him more touches inside?
We are. We talked a lot about it. We've tried to eliminate some of the double teams, and as a coach, we didn't do a very good job evaluating ourselves on film. He's getting double teamed every time. Sometimes, you know, they're sitting a guy right in the lane with him to double him, and he's such an unselfish player, and at times you really want him to go through people, and we talked to him about it. We've changed a little bit of our offense versus man. Now, I don't know if we'll see man tonight, but, you know, we try to get the double teams away from him, and him and Paul can kind of work opposite each other a little more. At times they're kind of block, and then hit Paul's man's helping off and so forth. But Zach's done a great job of finding other people, too.
It is Boys Town here tonight in the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. We'll come back and talk about the Cowboys when our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher, facing St. Cecilia and Boys Town here tonight at the Chapman Gym. Coach, is a team that comes in 5 wins, 9 losses on the season, but they have seen some good competition here this year.
Yeah, they have. You look at the record, and you know kids do, and everybody probably says, well, they only got 5 wins, but, you know, they got a late start because of their semifinal game in football, and then they have, you know, just the logistics of they have some kids that move in, and they don't get to see them very often during the summer like we do. And I've talked to their coach. He says, first of the year, we're not a fast-starting team, and if you notice that, they really start to play well right after Christmas. And if you look at some of their scores against the competition they've played, then you know why. Their record maybe is 5-9, but they are playing well now. They're as athletic as anybody, you know, probably from Class A on down. When they're making Class A teams go zone on them, you understand why the fact that they're athletic and they're good basketball players too. So, you know, we've got a great challenge ahead of us.
This is a team that has been to the state tournament. In fact, the last several years they've been to the state tournament. Maybe be a new fresh crop of players here for this year.
Yeah, they're Tom's built a great tradition there. 4 out of the last 6 years they're at state. They won it, I think, in 06. And even though they're replacing like 10 players from last year's team, this team's just as athletic, just as quick. They probably don't have a guy like Isaiah Gandy who really hurt us last year for 33 points, but they spread the ball out a little bit better as a team, and, you know, maybe that's maybe something that he's really looking for.
Coach, what type of team are we going to see tonight in Boys Town?
Well, as good athletes as they are, they're pretty disciplined in their half-court sets here lately. They've been sharing the basketball well, but they are, you know, just a team that can hit the three, and they're a team of streaky runs. You got to keep them out of those 6-8-point spurts because the other night they're behind Mount Michael by 20 in the third quarter, and they actually took the lead with a minute to go and then ended up losing that game at the free throw line up by 1 point. So they're just a team that you got to stay out of those long or those short, quick 8-point bursts out of them because they get a couple steals, they get a couple layups, they hit a three. All of a sudden, you find yourself in a situation where the speed of the game's picked up. And obviously, we don't want to play racehorse basketball with them, but we just want to make sure that we do a good job of containing them and in our man-to-man defense and no second shots. I mean, that's just very, very important tonight.
A couple of players that performed well last night. Tony McNeil, a 6'4 sophomore, had 13 points in the ball game, and Derek Brooks, a 6'3 and senior, scored 10. So not really a superstar on the team, but a bunch of good above-average basketball players.
Yeah, and that's the difference maybe than last year. You know, they had a Gandy who averaged 20 points a game, and here they're getting kids that are right around that 10-point-per-game average, and they can really they complement each other well. They've got size, they've got quickness, and they do a pretty good job in their zone defenses to make you take difficult shots. So we're going to have to pass the ball well and run our executions on offense. If our kids don't set good screens, even though they're in a zone, and if we don't hit the open man, you know, it could be a long night.
Obviously, you're expecting zone tonight out of Boys Town. What are we going to have to do to attack that?
Well, we definitely got to go inside out. Our goal is always to start in the interior. I think the games are won there. I think our kids understand that Zach and Paul are going to have to get a lot of touches. And anytime you can touch it inside, we just feel that we've got better shooters and the angles are better if that pass is coming from the inside back out to our shooters. So we're going to have to knock down some shots, obviously, but we hope to get some second shots, too. We've noticed maybe a little bit on film that we can get some second shots.
Getting back to the tournament, what's it take to win this thing this week?
Well, we got to make sure we check out. That's the biggest thing. They feast off of checkouts, and if we don't do a good job, they're going to get second shots, and they're athletic enough. That's a tough chore right there. And then we've got to do a great job of just handling the basketball. We got to value it. We've done a great job all year with eight and a half turnovers a game, but we got to be better than that tonight because, you know, a number of possessions are going to be there for us, and we got to make sure we convert.
Trying to string three wins together this week against this competition, what's it going to take?
Well, you know, you take them one at a time, and our kids are focused on tonight. You know, there's nothing really that, you know, we'd want more than to be playing this weekend, but we got to focus tonight. But, you know, you got to play consistent, strong defense, and then I think you just got to have your kids relaxed. We're the defending champions. There's going to be a little bit of a target there, but anytime you play, it's there, and our kids understand that. So we've just got to be consistent, do the things we've been doing, and raise our level. I mean, it's time. Each time you go out, and especially February basketball, you got to raise your level of play because every team wants a little piece of that hardware.
Okay, good luck.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Boys Town tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got, or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Chapman Gymnasium. We're at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight, the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament on 1230 KHAS. St. Cecilia, the defending champions here in this tournament, getting set to take on the Cowboys out of Boys Town here in this second-round matchup here tonight. St. Cecilia had a bye last night, did not play. Boys Town played the play-in game, so to speak, here in the Centennial Conference Tournament, and they knocked off the number 7 seed, David City Aquinas, last night, 51-33. Boys Town came in as the number 10 seed, so Boys Town matched up with the number 2 seed in Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. Boys Town currently a record of 5 wins and 9 losses on the season. Hastings St. Cecilia coming in with a mark of 11-1. The only loss for the Blue Hawks so far this year, back right before Christmas when they lost on the road at Gretna in overtime, 56-50. Boys Town is a team that comes to Hastings tonight averaging about 54 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 54.1 on the defensive end. And last night, they beat Aquinas by the score of 63-55. Their losses so far this year have been to Class B, Omaha Roncalli. Lost to them 75-66. They lost to Class B, Omaha Gross, 65-44. They lost to Class B, Platteview, by the score of 56-49. Lost to another Class B school in Omaha Scott, 73-47. They lost to Class C1, Bishop Newman, by 1 point, 43-42. They lost to Class B, Gretna, by 10, 50-40. They lost to Class C1 Wayne 57-47. They've also lost to Class B Ralston 62-50. And a Class B, Elkhorn Mount Michael, 56-55. So this is a team that has seen some good competition here this year. And the Boys Town Cowboys have been in just about every ball game. We'll expect a tough test here tonight with the Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
For 3 days only through this Saturday, Hogan's Sporting Goods kicks off its 50th anniversary celebration with 50% off men's, women's, and kids' apparel in stock. And take an additional 25% off the list and sale price on shoes. 3 days only through Saturday at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown
Keith's
Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight, the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament on 1230 KHIS. Yeah, the other games going on tonight here in the tournament. The number one seed, Grand Island Central Catholic, is at home tonight. They'll face off against Elkhorn Mount Michael at 7:45 this evening. It is Council Bluffs St. Albert playing Lincoln Christian tonight in Council Bluffs. Wahoo Newman is playing at Fremont Bergen tonight at Hastings St. Cecilia here home against Boys Town. On the girls' side of the tournament tonight, you've got Wahoo Newman, the number one seed, playing Lincoln Lutheran tonight in Wahoo. Grand Island Central Catholic playing the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia. That's a matchup between number four and number five seeds. And at halftime, St. Cecilia had a four-point lead over Grand Island Central Catholic, 26-22. The number three seed, Lincoln Christian, at home tonight to take on Columbus Scotus on the girls' side. And the number two seed is Aquinas. They are playing Bergen tonight in David City. That sets the stage for the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. The semifinals for the girls are going to be held on Thursday night at Lincoln Christian. Semifinals for the boys will be played Friday night also at Lincoln Christian. The game times 6 and 7:45 both nights. Championship ball game is going to be held on Saturday. The girls' championship at 4:15. The boys' championship will be at 6 o'clock again at Lincoln Christian. So your starting lineups for Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Dalton Seeley is 6'2" and senior. Seeley is averaging 13 points and 3 rebounds per game. Joe Ryan is 6'2" and senior. He is averaging 4 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Paul Gettert is 6'4" and senior. Gettert now averaging 9 points and 6.9 rebounds per game. Bo Schwenke, the 6'2" and senior. Schwenke averaging 7 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. And Zach Stirrup, the 6'10" junior. Stirrup averaging 13 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. Jerron Phillips gets the start for Boys Town, a 5'9" senior. Devin Watts, a 6'1" and sophomore. Derek Brooks, a 6'3" and senior. Also, Demetrius Pitts is a 6'3" and senior. And Tony McNeil, a 6'4" and sophomore in the ball game here tonight. Last night in the ball game against Aquinas, Brooks scored 10 points, and it was Tony McNeil scoring 13 to lead the Cowboys. Hastings St. Cecilia played Boys Town in last year's Centennial Conference basketball tournament. They were able to beat Boys Town. I'll tell you what, Isaiah Gandy went out for 33 points against St. Cecilia a year ago. They don't have that type of player this year, just some good above-average basketball players. St. Cecilia pounds the ball down low. Gettard shot is up there and in, and he's fouled in a play. So immediately St. Cecilia controls the opening tap. Boys Town showed a zone defense right off of the bat, as expected. They pounded down low in the block on the right side. They get it down to Paul Gettert. He goes up and scores, and he is fouled in a play immediately here by the Cowboys of Boys Town. The foul goes on Tony McNeil. That's going to be his first. Now Gettert goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play to get the Hawks off and rolling here tonight. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Gettert. And the rebound comes down to Boys Town. So here come the Cowboys. They're opening possession of the ball game. They'll shoot to our basket to our right here tonight. Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament from 1230 KHAS. This is Derrick Brooks right at the top of the three-point circle. Pounds it inside to McNeil. A shot off of the window is up and in. Tony McNeil scored 13 points last night for the Boys Town Cowboys. And now Boys Town going to apply some pressure here in backcourt. St. Cecilia with the ball. Bo Schwenke brings it across the offensive scoring line here as they get it into the scoring zone. St. Cecilia with a 2-0 lead. Here's Dalton Seeley with the ball. Goes over on the right side. That's going to be Schwenke. Bounds it down low to Paul Gettert. Now to Schwenke. Across the top to Dalton Seeley. Hops inside. His runner in the lane is going to be no good. Ball tapped around. Picked up by Stirrup. Follows out and in. Zach Stirrup, who's averaging 13 points per ball game, the big guy grabs that ball there. The 6'10" junior gets the offensive board in the putback. St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 4-2, just underway. We're at the Chapman Gym at Hastings St. Cecilia. Cowboys out of the ball. Lob pass out on top. McNeil has got it. Tony McNeil picked up there by Gettert of St. Cecilia. Here's a Devin Watts. He bounds it inside now to Derrick Brooks in a double dribble violation. Brooks posted up left side of the lane. They got him the ball, but then a double dribble violation is called on Brooks. First turnover of the ball game on Boys Town. It'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball here in backcourt. 4-2 the score. Blue Hawks out on top. Here's Bo Schwenke with the ball. Jump pass goes to the far sideline. It goes to Seeley down in the corner to Gettert. Back out to Seeley on the wing. Dalton Seeley holds onto the ball. Now tries to penetrate. A pass across the top. Goes to Schwenke. Back out to Seeley. Top of the key. Bounce pass to the right side to Joe Ryan. They get it inside to Stirrup. Double team. Traveling violation. Stirrup trying to split a couple of defenders there in the lane for St. Cecilia's. Whistle for the traveling violation. St. Cecilia's done a great job taking care of the basketball this year. They average only 8 turnovers per ball game. That is their first one here tonight. 4-2. The Blue Hawks have the lead. 6:15 to play here in the first quarter from the Chapman Gym. Gerard Phillips has got the ball now for Boys Town. Goes over to Devin Watts. Watts on the wing. Comes out between the circles down to Tony McNeil. Takes it down the right side of the lane. His shot from 10 feet away is going to be no good. Offensive rebound comes to Boys Town, and a foul is going to be called. Demetrius Pitts got the offensive board there for the Cowboys. And the personal foul is whistled on Schwenke of St. Cecilia. That's his first. Team foul number one on the Blue Hawks here in the first quarter of play. Non-shooting situation. Boys Town will play things in. This is Devin Watts. He will inbound baseline right side underneath his own basket. Watts way out on top to a Derrick Brooks. Goes back inside. It's through the fingertips of Watts. Picked up on the baseline and his shot is up and in. Tony McNeil scores. Rather, Demetrius Pitts scores there for Boys Town. And now it's a 4-4 ball game. We are tied up here. 5:44 to play here in the first quarter. Here's a Dalton Seeley with the ball right at the top of the three-point circle. His three-pointer put up and in. A three-pointer by Seeley. He's hitting 36% of his trays so far this year. That gives St. Cecilia the 7-4 advantage here in the ball game. Here's a three-pointer put up the other way. It's going to be no good by Tony McNeil. Long rebound comes out to the top of the key. It's grabbed there by Gettert. Gettert gets the ball down to Schwenke into the forward court to Seeley. Angles in from the wing on the right side. Dumps it off down to Stirrup. Here's a jump pass back out to Bo Schwenke down in the corner. A three-pointer put up by Joe Ryan is no good. Stirrup had the rebound, and the foul is going to be called. Stirrup had the offensive board, but it was knocked out of his hands there by Boys Town. A personal foul is called in the Cowboys. It's going to go on Derrick Brooks. That's going to be his first. And the first team foul on Boys Town here in this first quarter. Into the ball game now for Boys Town is going to be Maurice Hicks. Hicks will come in, and Derrick Brooks will check out. Into the ball game for St. Cecilia, Phil Hamburger. St. Cecilia will inbound there. Out on top of a score of 7-4. Gettert goes to Hamburger in the corner left side. Brings it up high on the block to Schwenke right side now. Top of the key goes to Seeley. Back on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Bo Schwenke. Entry pass. They get it to Stirrup. Jump pass out here to Seeley. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Jump pass out to the top of the key. Now to Schwenke. Drives it down the lane. Dumps it off down low. That's Seeley. Goes up for the shot. And he's hammered on the blank. Seeley had position right to the left of the basket there, and he is fouled in a play by Tony McNeil of Boys Town. That's going to be his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number three on the Cowboys here in the first quarter. And Dalton Seeley will go to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. Seeley is 70% foul shooter in the season. He is 26 out of 37 from the foul line. He's got 3 points so far tonight. Shot is up there. It's good. As a team, St. Cecilia now hitting 60% from the free throw line. 50% from the field and 32% from three-point territory. Zach Hicks into the ball game now for Boys Town, replacing Tony McNeil, who's got to come out with two personal fouls. Next shot by Seeley is up there and in. So Seeley has got 5 out of the 9 points here for St. Cecilia in the first quarter. Blue Hawks have the lead, 9-4, 4:46 to play. Here's an interception now by Seeley. He drives for the hole. His shot is up and in. Seeley gets the interception on the pass from the wing on the left side. Drives to the length of the floor and scores. And now Boys Town wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia focused on getting off to a better start here tonight, and that's the case. They have a 7-point lead, not yet halfway through this first quarter. 4:37 to play in the opening period from the Chapman Gym. The score is St. Cecilia 11, Boys Town 4.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with a Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Chapman Gym, an update from Grand Island tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia in the Centennial Conference Tournament for the girls, leading Grand Island Central Catholic now 48-27. Hawkettes had a big third quarter as they outscored the Crusaders 22-7, actually 22-5. And the Hawkettes now have the lead 48-27 as they enter the fourth quarter. We're in the first quarter here of the boys' ball game, 11-4. Here's a shot taken off of the baseline, no good by Watts as it hits the side of the glass. Ball recovered by Gerard Phillips for Boys Town. Goes over in the wing on the left side to Watts, top of the key. Here's Demetrius Pitts. Witts, bounce pass on the left wing. Here's a long-range jumper put up to there. Devin Watts right at the top of the three-point circle. His foot was on the line, so they give him 2, and it's 11-6. St. Cecilia now out on top by 5 points. Bo Schwenke, he throws up a 12-footer from the right side of the lane. He's knocked down into play, and a foul is called. Shot was too strong there by Schwenke, but he was knocked down into play by Boys Town as they commit the personal foul. It goes on Gerard Phillips. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 4 already in the Cowboys in the ballgame. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Bo Schwenke. Schwenke, 4 out of 5 from the free throw line this season. That is it in 12 games. Schwenke, an 80% foul shooter, averaging 7.8 points per ballgame. Bo will go to the free throw line right here. At 10 points on Saturday, as St. Cecilia beat Aquinas 63-35 here at the Chapman Gym. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good. Schwenke will get one more. Here comes Joe Ryan back into the ball game now for Hastings St. Cecilia. 4 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 11-6. Hawks have the lead. Next shot is up there. It's good by Bo. It's 1 out of 2. And now St. Cecilia has got a 6-point lead. 12-6 is the score. Boys Town comes back quickly. Here's Phillips with it. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles behind his screen. Takes it to the left side. The Zach Hicks now inside. They get the ball into Maurice Hicks. His shot. Nope, they're going to go back out to the free throw line. Here's a shot up and in. That's going to be a Gerard Phillips scoring there for Boys Town. Looked like he wanted to go up with a shot, but he dumps it off to the free throw line to a Gerard Phillips. And it's now a 12-8 ball game. St. Cecilia's got a 4-point lead. And now the Cowboys will go to a zone defense. Joe Ryan, right side, over on the far sideline. Now for St. Cecilia, looks, gets it away to Hamburger. Hamburger out here between the rings. And now St. Cecilia will direct some traffic out here. Bo Schwenke. Well, look at this. It looks like a 3-2 zone. Here's Joe Hamburger with the ball. That's Bo Schwenke now. Double team to Joe Ryan. His bounce pass into the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Marie Six. Here comes Boys Town down the near sideline to Gerard Phillips. Phillips takes it to a Devin Watts. He cranks up the three-pointer. He shots off of the front iron. No good. Rebound Schwenke. Bo has got it for St. Cecilia. 2:51 to play. Here in the first quarter, 12-8 to score. St. Cecilia with a 4-point lead. Here's a Bo. Goes over the right sideline now to Hamburger. Dribble penetration, takes it into the lane. Bounce pass to Stirrup, and he lays it in. Zach Stirrup has got his second field goal of the ball game, and St. Cecilia now has a 6-point lead, 14-8. This is the Centennial Conference basketball tournament tonight here on 1230 KHIS. And now Boys Town turns it over. Hamburger right in the face of Zach Hicks. He lost control of the ball, and it goes bouncing over the 10-second line, so an over-and-back violation called on Boys Town. That's their third turnover here in the ballgame. St. Cecilia, we mentioned them taking care of the basketball on the offensive end. They've averaged only 8 turnovers per ballgame so far this year. They forced 14 on the other end, and this defense has been rock solid for head coach Kevin Asher. They are giving up only 35.8 points per ballgame
so far this season. 14-8 to score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Hamburger comes across the top to Seeley, brings it back to Hamburger, looking for penetration. Dumps it away again to Seeley. His shot for three is way off the mark. And the rebound comes down to Zach Hicks. Hicks gets the ball now into the hands of Devin Watts. He drives it around. Seeley takes the ball down into baseline. Now he's double-teamed. Has to get rid of it. Goes up with a shot anyway. It's going to be no good. Now we got a foul on the rebound. A foul is going to go on Hamburger of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number two on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Boys Town playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 1:51 to play here in the first quarter. 14-8 to score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Cowboys with the basketball. Zach kicks deep in the corner left side. Lobs it to Marie Six. Now back down low. His shot is up and in, and he's fouled into play. That is Derek Brooks getting the field goal for Boys Town. And now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Jordan Consbrook of St. Cecilia. Just checked in there. So Derek Brooks gets the field goal. That makes it a 14-10 ball game in favor of the Blue Hawks. And now Brooks will have a shot here from the stripe. It is in the air, and that one is off of the rim, and it's going to be no good. So he misses on the three-point opportunity right there. Zach Sturb gets the rebound for St. Cecilia. Out of the hands of Hamburger. Hustles into the offensive scoring zone again against this zone defense for Boys Town. There's a Dalton Seeley, dribbles, bounce pass comes over here on the wing. That's going to be Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger puts it on the floor, dribbles back out into three-point territory. Gets it into the hands now of Seeley. Seeley comes across the top to Joe Ryan, down in the corner to Hamburger for three. Shot hits the side of the glass, no good. Ball is being tossed around here in the middle of the lane, and now a jump ball is going to be called. Arrow pointing in favor of Boys Town, so the Cowboys will get it. Ball getter comes back into the ball game. Here comes Bo Schwenka back in now for Hastings St. Cecilia. 1:11 to play here in the first quarter. 14-10 is the score. St. Cecilia with a four-point lead. And the Cowboys have the basketball. Here's Devin Watts. Brings it across the midcourt stripe, and Watts is going to be whistled for the traveling violation. Schwenka came out to meet him out there, and Watts is whistled for the traveling violation. That's the fourth turnover on the Cowboys here in the ballgame. 1:05 to play. Opening period, 14-10 to score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a four-point lead. The winner will move on to the semifinals on Friday night. They'll play the winner of tonight's game between Fremont Bergen and Wahoo Newman. That'll be a 7:45 ball game, the second of two on Friday night at Lincoln Christian High School. 14-10, St. Cecilia with a lead. Here's Seeley trapped in the corner. Dribbles out of there, goes to the top of the key, now to Schwenka. On the wing on the right side to Hamburger. Out of the elbow, here's a shot put up by Schwenka, no good. Offensive rebound, Consbrook. Follow shot, no good. Rebound, Consbrook, and he's fouled into play. Jordan Consbrook doing the job on the offensive glass there for St. Cecilia. A couple of opportunities, couldn't finish at the rim, but a personal foul is going to be whistled on Derek Brooks. That's the second foul on Derek Brooks. Team foul number five already on the Cowboys. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Jordan Consbrook. Has not scored so far tonight. Consbrook puts it up there, and the shot's going to be off of the iron. No good. Consbrook now in the season just 2 out of 6 from the free throw line for St. Cecilia. Consbrook, a 6'3" junior for head coach Kevin Asher. St. Cecilia will have one more as Consbrook will toe the mark here as he was mauled in the act of shooting. 14-10 the score. Hawks have a four-point lead. Here comes the next one. That's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Demetrius Pitts. Pitts gets the ball away now to Devin Watts. Hustles across the midcourt stripe here. Picked up by Schwenka. Watts on the dribble. Flips it away now to a Zach Hicks. We're down to 27 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, there's a pass to the near sideline. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Seeley as he saves it as he gets it into the hands of Schwenka. And now St. Cecilia will have a chance here at the final shot of the first quarter. We're down to 14 seconds to go. St. Cecilia just dribbling the ball out here in three-point territory. That is Schwenka. Boys Town stays with their zone defense. Here's a pass on the wing. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Watts. He comes back. The ball tipped away by St. Cecilia. Then picked back up by Watts, and his shot is going to be no good. The ball actually tipped away. It hit the official running down the near sideline in the back. The ball stayed in play. It was picked back up by Devin Watson. He throws up about a 35-footer from the near sideline. It was no good, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books tonight here in the Boys Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. After one, Hastings St. Cecilia 14, Boys Town 10.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Back to the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings. St. Cecilia, 14-10 is the score. St. Cecilia's got the lead as we start the second quarter. Blue Hawks will have the opening possession here in quarter number two. Ryan has got it down to Bo Schwenke. Here in the left side of the lane, the ball tapped away. It's going to be picked up here by Boys Town. Zach Hicks got it. He drives it. He shoots it and misses the layup. Rebound is loose in the lane. Scrambling for it. Finally, Gettert grabs it, and he is tackled in the play. And now we've got a timeout called from the bench. Gettert down in the lane there, so the Blue Hawks will save the possession as Paul Gettert covers up the loose ball down there for St. Cecilia. So we've got a timeout 20 seconds into the second quarter. 7:40 remaining until halftime. St. Cecilia 14, Boys Town 10.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, St. Cecilia saves the possession. They will play things in here in backcourt. They've got a four-point lead, 14-10. Hawks have got it here in the near sideline now. Dalton Seeley has got it. Nice pass to Stirrup. Drives down the right side of the lane. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound to Gettert. Follow shot good. Paul Gettert gets the offensive board and a putback. He's got 4 points in the ballgame. St. Cecilia now leading by 6 points, 16-10. Hawks had an early seven-point lead at 11-4 in the ballgame tonight. Here's Boys Town. They work with it now. Maurice Hicks has got it. Feeds it inside to Demetrius Pitts. Back down in the corner, right through the fingertips of Maurice Hicks out of bounds. That's turnover number six on Boys Town here in the ballgame. One of the assistant coaches for Boys Town is a guy by the name of Cedric Hunter. His name sounds familiar. He was on the University of Kansas basketball teams back in their good days. I guess they're still good, but Cedric Hunter played on some good basketball teams at Kansas. Now an assistant coach for Boys Town. Here's a foul committed the other way, and St. Cecilia will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Tony McNeil, and that's going to be his third foul. So now McNeil is in some foul trouble here in the first half. 6:55 to play in the second quarter. He's got three. Gettert goes to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. He's got 4 points in the basketball game. Gettert eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. It's good. So Tony McNeil, the guy who led Boys Town in points last night in their bunny bracket game against Aquinas with 13 points. He's now got three personal fouls, 2 points here in the first half, and he's got to come to the bench. Gettert will have one more shot here. It is up there. It is good. So Gettert now with 6 points in the ball game, and the Blue Hawks have opened up their biggest lead of this first half.
Timeout, Boys Town.
18-10 is the score. Now Boys Town wants to call a timeout with their big boy, Tony McNeil, on the bench. We've got a timeout, 6:55 to play here in the second quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia 18, Boys Town 10.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Right, Boys Town has got the ball. The Cowboys are down by 8 points early in the ball game. 6:50 remaining until halftime, 18-10. Here's Devin Watts with the ball. St. Cecilia is in the man-to-man defense. Bounce pass to Rod Phillips. Phillips comes to the top of the key. Demetrius Pitts mishandles the ball. It's going to be picked up by Gettert. Turnover number 7 on Boys Town. Gettert gets the ball to Swink. It down to Seeley. Drives, shoots, and scores, and he's fouled. Dalton Seeley goes tumbling out of bounds, and he's fouled in the play here by Boys Town. The foul is going to go on Devin Watts. Seeley gets the field goal. Dalton's off to a great start tonight. He's already got 9 points in the basketball game. Marcus Hicks comes back into the ball game now for Boys Town. Going out will be Demetrius Pitts. So Seeley goes to the free throw line now for Hastings St. Cecilia. The shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. So Seeley with 10 points, and the Blue Hawks have a 21-10 advantage. St. Cecilia scored the first 7 points here of quarter number two. Devin Watts has got the ball now for Boys Town to Gerard Phillips. Over on the wing to a Zach Hicks. Takes it down to the baseline. His runner down there is going to be no good, but he's fouled into play. Hicks off balance. He goes up with a shot anyway. And he is fouled into play here by the Blue Hawks. It'll go on Schwenka. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 4 on St. Cecilia here in the first half. So no bonus yet. But going to the free throw line for 2. Fouled in the act of shooting is Zach Hicks. Hicks scored 4 points last night in their win over Aquinas. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Boys Town is a team that is averaging 54 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 54.1 defensively. Bill Hamburger comes into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Back to the free throw line. Zach Hicks. His shot is up there. And that one is going to be no good. Rebound battered around in the baseline. It goes out of bounds. They look and they give the ball to a Boys Town. Last touch by either Hamburger or Zach Stirrup down there for the Blue Hawks. 6:16 remaining here in the second quarter. Quarterfinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament here tonight. Winners moves on to the semifinals coming up on Friday night at Lincoln Christian. Bounce pass inside. They get it to Marcus Hicks. Hicks' pass out on top is going to be deflected into the backcourt by Seeley. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Boys Town basketball. So the Cowboys will play things in. I get a last check in the girls' part of this conference tournament. Hastings St. Cecilia had the lead after 3 quarters over Grand Island Central Catholic in the quarterfinals, 48-27. St. Cecilia using a 22-5 run in the third quarter to take control of that ball game up in Grand Island. Here's Brooks driving down the lane and a traveling violation. Made his spinning move at the free throw line, and that was enough, a traveling violation there. Turnover number 8 on Boys Town. Now St. Cecilia with the 11-point lead will come back the other direction. Boys Town has not scored yet here in the second quarter. They've been outscored 7-0 by Hastings St. Cecilia. And the Blue Hawks have the basketball back. Hamburger jump pass to the near sideline. Foul is going to be called as he releases the pass. Foul is going to go on Gerard Phillips of Boys Town. That's going to be his second. Rather, a Fernando Hildreth, who just checked in there. He's coming over on the double team to help out Gerard Phillips. And it is Fernando Hildreth picking up the personal foul for Boys Town. Going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Phil Hamburger. Hamburger is 66% foul shooter. So St. Cecilia shot a ton of free throws already here in this first quarter. 10 of them, matter of fact, compared to only 3 for Boys Town. Here's a shot from the line, no good by Hamburger, and the rebound comes out to Boys Town's Derek Brooks. He drives to the length of the floor. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Stirrup of St. Cecilia. Off the Steely, long pass down the floor to Gettert, and he lays it in. Well, Gettert gets the field goal, the assist from Dalton Steely, and the Blue Hawks now lead by a score of 23-10. A 9-0 run now here in the second quarter. Here's Gerard Phillips, bounce pass in the lane, going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Gettert. That's turnover number 9 of Boys Town. Gettert runs it back the other way on the dribble, flips it away down to Steely, so the Blue Hawks are running the half-court offense right now. There's Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger comes across the top to Joe Ryan. Dribbles to the top of the three-point arc. Down in the corner. Seeley for 3. Shot good. Dalton Seeley, 13 points in the basketball game. And the Blue Hawks grab a 16-point advantage here in the second quarter. We've got a timeout. Timeout again. Boys Town, 4 minutes and 55 seconds to play in quarter number 2. The score is St. Cecilia 26. Boys Town 10.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight at 1230 KHIS. And also on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com.
We have a final score.
Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. 26-10 is the score here. St. Cecilia's got the lead. We understand the Hawkettes have won up in Grand Island. So Hastings St. Cecilia will move on to the semifinals coming up on Thursday. The girls' semis will be on Thursday. The boys' semis will be played on Friday night. So Hastings St. Cecilia will play the winner of the Newman-Lincoln-Lutheran ball game on the girls' side Thursday night at 6. Driving down the right side of the lane. Here's a shot put up there. No good by Alonzo Ames-Dillard. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. So the Blue Hawks have a 16-point lead. St. Cecilia has outscored Boys Town 12-0 so far here in the second quarter. Simon Ostrander into the ball game now for the Blue Hawks. Goes over to Hamburger and then down in the corner to Seeley, and he mishandles it out of bounds. Turnover number 5 on Hastings St. Cecilia. 26-10, the Blue Hawks have the lead. This is 14-10 after one quarter. Here comes Alonzo Ames-Dillard back with the basketball for Boys Town. Down on the baseline now to Derek Brooks. His shot over Getter. It's going to be no good. Paul grabs the rebound. Getter clears it out here to the near sideline to Simon Ostrander. Ostrander takes it to the wing on the right side. That's going to be Seeley with the ball. Now to Ostrander. Back to Seeley. Seeley brings it back to Ostrander. There's a pass over here to Phil Hamburger on the near sideline. Phil puts it on the floor. Dribbles back between the circles. Looks at this 1-2-2 zone defense for the Boys Town Cowboys. Goes down in the corner left side to Seeley. Is driving shot off of the baseline is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Derek Brooks. Brooks gets it away to Ames-Dillard. Into the fourth quarter down for Boys Town. Bounce pass near side. Sherrod Phillips has got the ball. Phillips jump pass down to the baseline. Here's a shot put up there and in. Derek Brooks scores. That's his second field goal. And it is now 26-12. It wasn't until the 3:32 mark of the second quarter that Boys Town scored here in this period. The Blue Hawks lead is now 14 points. St. Cecilia breaks the press. Seeley goes to Stirrup. His driving layup, good. Seeley gets the assist, and Zach Stirrup gets the field goal. Zach now has 6 points in the ball game. The Blue Hawks answer right back. 28-12, driving down the lane. Contact made, foul called. Taking it right to the hole there was Alonzo Ames-Dillard for a Boys Town. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Hamburger. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 8 on St. Cecilia. So Boys Town is now in the bonus situation. Or check that, it's team foul number 5 on St. Cecilia. So no free throws. And it's going to be Boys Town inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own hoop. Cowboys are trailing by 16 points here in the second quarter. Fernando Hildreth has got the ball. Top of the key now to Brooks. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Goes up with a shot, and he's hammered on the play there by Gettert of St. Cecilia. So Paul Gettert whistled for his first foul in the ball game. Team foul number 6 on the Blue Hawks. This will be a shooting situation. Going to the free throw line for Boys Town will be Derek Brooks. He's got 4 points so far tonight. Derek had 10 last night in the bunny bracket ball game as Boys Town beat Aquinas 51-33. Brooks' free throw is up there. It's going to be good. He is now 1 of 2 from the stripe. That's only the 4th free throw of the night for Boys Town. St. Cecilia shot 11. Derek Brooks will have one more. It's in the air. It's good. So he hits on 2 free throws. And now Boys Town back to within 14 points. 28-14 to score. St. Cecilia with it here in backcourt. Stirrup dribbling with the ball. Stops, and now he's double-teamed. Here's the pass that can be intercepted. Intercepted by Brooks. He gets it away to Watts. His driving layup, no good. Rebound Hildreth. His shot, no good. Rebound Watts' shot, no good. Tap try by Hildreth, no good. And the ball finally brought out of there by Gettert. 3-4 shots in the bucket there for Boys Town, and they couldn't convert. Simon Ostrander down the near sideline for the Hawks. Comes out to Seeley. Bounce pass right side to Matt Kissinger. Inside down to Gettert. His shot is up and in. Kissinger gets the assist. Paul Gettert gets the field goal. Gettert now with 10 points in the basketball game for St. Cecilia. Hawks leading by 16. 30-14. Long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Stirrup. That shot taken by Fernando Hildreth. St. Cecilia runs it back quickly to Gettert. Gettert down in the baseline and shot up and in. Gettert now with 12 points in the ball game. Simon Ostrander will get the assist on that one. And the Blue Hawks blowing the Cowboys right off of their horses here in the first half. 32-14. Devin Watts dribbles right to left across the free throw line, and a foul is going to be called. A foul will go on St. Cecilia. 2:04 to play in the second quarter. The foul is going to go on Ostrander. That's going to be his first. That's the 17th foul now on the Blue Hawks here in the ballgame. Devin Watts to the free throw line. He's an 82% foul shooter in the season, amongst the leaders in Class C1. Had 7 points last night in that win over Aquinas. Watts has got 2 points so far tonight on a field goal. Devin Watts eyes the bucket. Shot is up there, and he hits that one. Watts will have one more. Devin is a 6'1" sophomore for Boys Town. This is a team that made the state tournament last year. They lost to Pierce in the opening round of the state tournament. Then Pierce went on to play St. Cecilia, and the Hawks took care of them in the semifinals. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It is off of the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Stirrup. So Watts makes 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Here's Gettert. He mishandles it. The pass comes right through his fingertips and into the nickel seats on the far sideline. That's turnover number 7 on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. 32-15. Hawks have the advantage. We're in the second quarter from the Chapman Gymnasium in Hastings tonight. The Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament from 1230 KHIS. Driving toward the bucket is going to be Ames Dillard. His shot is up there and in as he stomps right about the free throw line. Alonzo Ames Dillard scoring there for the Boys Town Cowboys. And it's now a 32-17 ball game. 32-17. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Joe Ryan now trying to penetrate. Goes over to Matt Kissinger. Down in the corner now to Celia. Shot for 3 is going to be no good. Rebound, Demetrius Pitts. Long pass down to Ford. Driving. And a traveling violation is called on Derek Brooks. That was a great play by the Blue Hawks as they got back there. I think that was Matt Kissinger that got his hands in there. Just as Derek Brooks went up with a shot, and a traveling violation is called on Brooks. So turnover number 10 on Boys Town so far in the ball game. Here comes Hamburger back in. Here comes Schwenka back in. Coming out is going to be Ostrander and also Joe Ryan. 1:17 to play here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia out on top by the score of 32-17. St. Cecilia will inbound. Stirb gets it in the hands of Hamburger. He's double-teamed. The ball poked away. It's picked up by Watts. Watts gets it away now to Hildreth. His driving layup is up and in. Fernando Hildreth scores. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 32-19. St. Cecilia with the ball. Schwenka comes out to Seeley. He's double-teamed now in three-point territory. Dribbles away. Takes it down the lane. A pass to the right side. Mishandled there by Stirrup. Rebounded down there by Gettert. Now we've got a foul call. Gettert picks up the loose ball as Stirrup couldn't handle the pass. Stirrup picks it up, or rather Gettert picks it up, and now a foul is going to be called here on Boys Town. The foul will go on Derek Brooks. That's going to be his third. So 3 fouls now on Derek Brooks. That's going to be team foul number 9 on the Cowboys here in the ball game. Coming back into the contest is going to be Maurice Hicks. Going out is going to be Derek Brooks. Gettert to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. He's got 12 points in the ball game. Gettert had 11 on Saturday. He's got 5 field goals, and he's 2 of 3 from the line so far tonight. Gettert eyes the bucket, lets it fly. That shot's going to be no good. He won't get the bonus. And the rebound comes down to Maurice Hicks for Boys Town. 32-19 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. 43 seconds to go here in the second period. Watts from the deep right corner. Shot good, and he's fouled. Devin Watts throws up the 3 ball from the deep right corner. He hits the shot. The bucket is going to count. A 3-point play. A possibility of a 4-point play right here as he was fouled on the play by Simon Ostrander. So Devin Watts with a chance at a 4-point play here for Boys Town as he nails a 3-pointer from deep in the right corner. And he was fouled by Ostrander. Simon's going to come out of the ball game now, and here comes Schwenka back in there. And Devin Watts will toe the mark here. He's got 6 points now in the ball game. 32-22, St. Cecilia with a 10-point lead. As Watts will toe the mark here. His shot is up there. That's going to be good. So he gets not a 3-point play, but a 4-point play. And it's 32-23 now. Boys Town has scored the last 9 points here in the ballgame. They stay in their zone defense. Bo Schwenk has got it on the right sideline. He's double-teamed. Pass away to Phil Hamburger. Hamburger brings it to the near sideline. Now to Dalton Seeley up to Hamburger. Now to Swinka again as he just stands out here near the 10-second line. The Blue Hawks going for the final shot here of the second quarter. They got 15 seconds to play in the period. St. Cecilia with a 9-point lead. Hamburger drives it into the lane. A pass down in the corner to Seeley. Drives the baseline. The shot is up and in. Dalton Seeley scores. He's now got 15. Here's a shot from backcourt. It's going to be no good. And we got a half a second to play. So 5/10 of a second remaining, and St. Cecilia will play things in here in backcourt with a 34-23 advantage. So playing things in will be Seeley here in backcourt with a half a second to play. And now the official is going to confer here. 34-23 is the score. St. Cecilia has got the lead. Hawks led at the end of the first quarter by a score of 14-10. Now we're set to go. Seeley will inbound here in backcourt. Half a second to play. They get it into the 10-second line. As Gettert, his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Boys Town did not even contest that shot. As Gettert got a look right there at the 10-second line, but it fell well short and off to the left side. So we're at halftime of our boys' high school basketball game tonight in the Centennial Conference Tournament. The score to break, Hastings St. Cecilia at 34, Boys Town 23. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Boys High School basketball on 1230 KHAS. St. Cecilia got off to a good start here tonight. In fact, the Blue Hawks had a 7-point advantage in the first quarter at 11-4. Boys Town came back to pull within 4 points at the end of the period, 14-10. Blue Hawks then scoring the first 12 points of the second half, as they get out to a 26-10 advantage, and it wasn't until the 3:32 mark of that second period before Boys Town put any points on the scoreboard. But Boys Town has got this baby down to 11 points now at 34-23. They had it down to 9 right before halftime at 32-23, but St. Cecilia scoring the last couple of points there in the second period, and the Blue Hawks enjoy an 11-point lead here at halftime. The score is 34-23. Again, this tournament actually got started last night with some play-in games, so to speak, in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. On the boys' side of things, it was Elkhorn Mount Michael beating Columbus Scotus by the score of 42-37. Mount Michael has got the number one seed tonight in Grand Island Central Catholic. That ball game tipping off in about 5 minutes from right now in Grand Island. Wahoo Newman picked up a win over Lincoln Lutheran last night on the boys' side, 56-42. So Newman is in Fremont tonight to take on Fremont Bergen. This team here, Boys Town, was in David City last night, and they beat Aquinas by the score of 51-33. So Boys Town seeing the number two seed in the tournament, St. Cecilia, here tonight. Semifinal is going to be played on Friday night at 6 and 7:45, and then the Boys Championship is going to be held on Saturday at 6 o'clock at Lincoln Christian. On the girls' side of things, the play-in games last night, we had Lincoln Lutheran knock off Council Bluffs St. Albert by the score of 49-40. In the other ball game, it was Bergen over Boys Town, 44-39. So Bergen is playing the number two-seeded team tonight in David City Aquinas. And it's Lincoln Lutheran in Wahoo to play the number one seed in Wahoo Newman tonight. The other games, Lincoln Christian is playing Columbus Scotus in Lincoln tonight. And the game up in Grand Island just completed. It was Hastings St. Cecilia knocking off Grand Island Central Catholic by the score of 61-49. Hawkettes led 26-22 at halftime. St. Cecilia then using a 22-5 third quarter run to take control of the game at 48-27. They go on to win over Grand Island Central Catholic tonight, 61-49. So St. Cecilia will play in the semifinals on Thursday down at Lincoln Christian. They will have the first ball game at 6, and they'll play either Wahoo Newman or Lincoln Lutheran. They'll play the winner of that ball game coming up on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. We'll have the game for you right here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with a pregame show at 5:45. Again, 34-23 is our score here at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Boys Town. We'll come back and check the scoring in 1 minute.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight, the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament on 1230 KHAS. Scoring at halftime, Dalton Seeley leading the way so far for St. Cecilia. He has got 15 points already in the basketball game. Seeley has knocked down 2 3-pointers. He's got 3 2-point field goals, and he's also 3 out of 3 from the free throw line here in the first half. Paul Gettert's also having a solid first half. He's got 12 points. Gettert has got 5 field goals, and he has 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. He's got 12. So St. Cecilia with 2 guys already in double figures. Seeley with 15, Paul Gettert with 12. Zach Stirrup has got 3 field goals and 6 points. Bo Schwenka, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1. Jordan Konsbrook, 0 for 2 from the line. Phil Hamburger, 0 for 1 in the first half. St. Cecilia hitting 6 out of 12 from the free throw line in the first half. Unofficially, 7 turnovers in the basketball game. Boys Town has turned the ball over 10 times here in the first 2 quarters. Boys Town, 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. Devin Watts is leading the way. He has got 7 points in the ballgame. 4 of those came on one play as he hit a 3-pointer from deep in the right corner, and he was fouled by Simon Ostrander, and then Devin went to the free throw line to hit the free throw. So 4 out of his 7 points came on one play, but he's leading the way for the Cowboys here at the break. The other scorers, Derek Brooks has got 4 points on a field goal, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. And then 2 points from Gerard Phillips, 2 from Fernando Hildreth, 2 for Alonzo Ames-Dillard, 2 for Demetrius Pitts, 2 for Tony McNeil, and 2 for Shai Booker in the first half of play for Boys Town. So Eastern St. Cecilia with the lead here over the Cowboys, looking to move into the semifinals on Friday night. St. Cecilia with the lead at halftime. The Blue Hawks 34 and the Cowboys 23. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Chapman Gymnasium here at Hastings St. Cecilia, the boys' part of the Centennial Conference Tournament. 34-23, the Blue Hawks have the lead over Boys Town. We mentioned the St. Cecilia girls picking up a big win tonight over Grand Island Central Catholic. And while we got the time, let's check in with Blaine Bulis. He's got a report on the ball game tonight here on 1230 KHIS.
play into the Centennial Conference Girls Basketball Tournament semifinals with a 61-49 victory Tuesday night over Grand Island Central Catholic in Grand Island. The Hawkins fell behind by the score of 12-5 after the first quarter. Got the ball game tied at 20-20 in the second, led 26-22 in the third quarter, and using a pressing, stifling defense and a 22-point third-quarter output, the Hawkettes outscored Central Catholic 22-5 in the third quarter. St. Cecilia led 48-27 after three quarters and had this ball game in control after three, led by as many as 25 in the fourth quarter and won it 61-49. So St. Cecilia outscores the Crusaders 43-15 in the second and third quarters combined and win 61-49. 16 for Lexi Schmidt, 11 for Cherise Farmer, 9 for Audrey Gaspers, 8 for Libby Kissinger for the Hawkettes to lead the way in scoring. They are 14 out of 18 from the free throw line, and St. Cecilia wins at 61-49. They are now 8-6 on the year. Central Catholic drops to 10-6, and St. Cecilia advances to the conference tournament semifinals Thursday night at Lincoln Christian. Again, the final score in the quarterfinal round, St. Cecilia girls 61, Grand Island Central Catholic 49. This is Blaine Bulis reporting.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so St. Cecilia's girls pick up a win here tonight. Boys Town taking the first out of the second half, which was no good. St. Cecilia's boys have got it back in their offensive zone. Sealy for three from the corner. His shot is up and in. So the Blue Hawks off and rolling again. Sealy's now got 18 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia's opened up a 14-point lead, 37-23. We are in the third quarter now at the Chapman Gym. Here's Shai Booker, puts up a shot from the lane. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Demetrius Pitts has got it. Now to Watts. Keeps it alive here for Boys Town. Watts has got it in the corner, tries to drive it. Jump pass goes down in the opposite corner. Right side to Brooks. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Joe Ryan gets the rebound for the Hawks. Gets it away now to a Bo Schwenka. Schwenka hustles into the forecourt. Rainbow pass down in the corner. Sealy for three. Shot is up there. No good. Tap try good. Zach Stirrup gets the easy tap for the Blue Hawks. He's got 8 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia has opened up a 16-point lead now. 39-23. Opening couple of minutes of this third quarter. Here's a pass to the wing, deflected out of bounds by Ryan. Trying to get the ball into the hands of Devin Watts. Ryan deflects the ball out of bounds into the Boys Town bench. 6:48 to play, third quarter, St. Cecilia by 16 points. 39-23. Here's Alonzo Ames-Dillard with the ball now. Spins at the free throw line, puts up a short jumper. It's going to be no good. Rebound Brooks. His shot's going to be blocked out of bounds by Stirrup. It's going to be Boys Town playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Fernando Hildreth comes into the ball game now for Boys Town, replacing Alonzo Ames-Dillard. It's going to be the Cowboys playing things in, just to the left of the basket down here on the baseline. Looking. They finally get it into a Demetrius Pitts. Demetrius goes over to Fernando. Fernando bounce pass inside to Derek Brooks. He spins, puts up a shot over, get it, good. Derek Brooks scores there for Boys Town. He's got 6 points in the ball game, and it is now a 39-25 ball game. St. Cecilia leading by 14 points here in this third quarter. Joe Ryan with the ball. They get it inside down to Stirrup. His pass out of the wing, deflected away from Gettert, and the ball is going to be picked up here by Watts coming back the other way. Drives it down the lane. Is running one-hander. Good. Devin Watts. Watts with 9 points in the ball game, 39-27. And now we've got an offensive foul here in backcourt as Schwenka shoved off, bringing it up against the pressure of this Boys Town Cowboy defense. Schwenka picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. Officially a turnover on the Blue Hawks, their ninth of the ball game. And now Boys Town will play things in off of the near sideline. Here's Fernando Hildreth with the ball. Comes out to Gerard Phillips. Phillips down to Watts, down in the baseline. That's Brooks with the ball. Puts up a shot over Gettert. It's going to be no good. Stirrup taps the ball out of bounds for St. Cecilia. It's going to be Boys Town playing things in. Hamburger back into the ball game now for the Hawks. Coming out is going to be Schwenka. 5:50 to play third quarter. St. Cecilia leading by a dozen. 39-27. Boys Town will play things in. They get it to Brooks. He drives it, puts it up off of the window. A shot no good. Gettert grabs the rebound. Paul Gettert cleans the glass there for the Blue Hawks. Gets it into the hands now of Joe Ryan. Hawks back in their offensive scoring zone with a 12-point lead. Hamburger has got it as Boys Town stays with that zone defense. They've been zoned all night long. Jump pass down in the corner goes to Sealy. Now to Stirrup. Stirrup comes out to Ryan, top of the circle. Off to Hamburger, down in the baseline, now to Gettert. Gettert looking with his back to the basket. Has to get rid of it. Now he's double-teamed. Jump pass out on top to Sealy. Now to Ryan. Drives the baseline. He's hammered on the play.
Joe Ryan taking it in from the left corner toward the basket. And he is fouled on a play here by Boys Town with 5:19 to play in the third quarter. The foul is going to go on Brooks. Derek Brooks picks up his fourth. So Brooks now in some foul trouble here for Boys Town. He's going to have to check out. Here comes Tony McNeil back in there for the Cowboys. McNeil's got three fouls himself. Non-shooting situation. St. Cecilia will play things in. Hamburger gets it away now to Seeley. Tries to return a pass back to Hamburger. It's going to be deflected away. Picked up by Gettert in the lane. His shot is up there. Good. Ball Gettert. Johnny on the spot there for St. Cecilia. Picks up the loose ball in the paint and scores. He's got 14 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia now leading by 14 points. It is 41-27. We're in the third quarter. 5 minutes to go now. Here's Fernando Hildreth with the ball. Hildreth brings it over on the wing to Devin Watts. Pulls up. Shoots a 17-footer. It's no good. Ball tapped around. Picked up on the baseline by Hildreth, and he lays it in. Ball is tapped around. Fernando Hildreth finally grabs it there for Boys Town, and he lays it in. Now the Cowboys applying pressure in backcourt. Seeley gets away. A pass to Hamburger. Down the near sideline to Gettert. Holds it. Back out to Dalton Seeley. Now a foul is called as Seeley drove right around Fernando Hildreth for Boys Town. And Hildreth is the guilty party here. Picks up his second. That's going to be team foul number two on the Cowboys here in the third quarter. Non-shooting situation. St. Cecilia will play it in. It's going to be Joe Ryan with the basketball now for St. Cecilia to Hamburger. Hamburger dribbles once, jump pass down in the corner. Left side goes to Seeley, tries to shovel away in the lane. It's going to be mishandled there by Stirrup. And the ball is recovered here by Devin Watts. And now a double dribble violation coming back the other way. Boys Town got the turnover that they wanted as they took that one away from Stirrup. And then Devin Watts is whistled for a double dribble violation back to the other end. That is 11 turnovers on Boys Town, 10 on St. Cecilia. 41-29. Blue Hawks have a 12-point lead in the quarterfinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Dalton Seeley with the ball in three-point territory. Goes to Hamburger. Hamburger to the far sideline. Now to Joe Ryan. Back out to Hamburger. Boys Town stays with that zone defense. There's a pass that's going to be deflected into the backcourt. Now a foul is called. Hildreth got his hands on it there for Boys Town. And a foul is going to be called on St. Cecilia. The two are racing after the ball, and a foul is going to be called on Joe Ryan. That's going to be his first team foul number two on the Blue Hawks here in the second half of play. No free throws, but Boys Town will play things in off of the far sideline. Hamburger checks out. Schwenka back in. 41-29. The Blue Hawks have a 12-point lead halfway through the third quarter. Fernando Hildreth will inbound the ball for St. Cecilia. Gets it to Gerard Phillips. Down to Hildreth on the right sideline. They move it down in the corner. That's going to be Marcus Hicks with the ball. Bombs it inside down to McNeil. His shot from the elbow is going to be short. Rebounded is saved by Phillips. Nice save as they get it to Hildreth. He drives into the lane and scores. Fernando Hildreth scores as Gerard Phillips saves that baby from going out of bounds. 41-31 is a 10-point lead now for St. Cecilia. Seeley back the other way. His shot is up there. That one is no good. Rebound Gettert. Gettert goes back up. His shot no good. Rebound Gettert. Follow shot is blocked down and a foul is called. McNeil knocks Gettert down to the floor there and a foul is going to be called on Tony McNeil. That's going to be his fourth foul. So now Tony McNeil and Demetrius Pitts, Tony McNeil and Derek Brooks, each with four fouls now for Boys Town. Getter goes back to the free throw line. He has 2 out of 4 so far tonight. He's got 14 points in the ball game, and his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He'll get one more as he was knocked down, fouled in the act of shooting. Demetrius Pitts comes into the ball game now, replacing Tony McNeil. 41-31. St. Cecilia with a 10-point lead over the Boys Town Cowboys here tonight. Next shot is up there. It's good by Gettert. He hits 1 out of 2. And now head coach Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia calls a timeout. 3 minutes and 29 seconds to play. In the third quarter, we'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 42, Boys Town 31.
For 3 days only through this Saturday, Hogan's Sporting Goods kicks off its 50th anniversary celebration with 50% off men's, women's, and kids' apparel in stock. And take an additional 25% off the list and sale price on shoes. 3 days only through Saturday at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown
Keith's
Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Well, back at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. This is the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. Always a very competitive and exciting tournament each and every year. And right now the Blue Hawks have the lead, 42-31 over Boys Town. It'll be a busy week for us for college and high school basketball. Tomorrow night we'll pick up the Hastings College Broncos. They will have a road game tomorrow. They will play at Midland Lutheran up in Fremont. That'll be a women's men's doubleheader. Airtime will be at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon. 6 o'clock for the women's game, 8 o'clock for the guys. We'll have both contests here on 1230 KHIS. Thursday night we'll be in Lincoln with the St. Cecilia Hawkeyes. They'll be in the semifinals of this tournament. St. Cecilia boys can hang on. We'll be in Lincoln again on Friday night for the semifinals of the boys side of the Centennial Conference tournament. And more Bronco basketball coming up for you on Saturday. Here's boys down a shot from the wing. It's going to be no good by Gerard Phillips, and the rebound right into the hands of Stirrup. St. Cecilia's got it back. Long pass down the floor. Goes to Gettert. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Gettert. Now he's surrounded in the lane. Goes back up. His shot good. Gettert now with 17 points in the basketball game. Dalton Seeley leading the way. He's got 18. But Getter's been a workhorse. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Devin Watts. Rebound comes down to Demetrius Pitts. His shot's going to be blocked by Stirrup, and a foul is going to be called on Zach. Zach Stirrup picks up his first personal foul here for St. Cecilia. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Blue Hawks, but a shooting situation here is Demetrius Pitts. We'll go to the free throw line for Boys Town. 2:45 to play third quarter, 44-31. St. Cecilia with a 13-point lead. Demetrius Pitts at the free throw line. His shot is up and in. He's now got 3 points in the ball game tonight. Scored 3 last night as Boys Town won their way into this Centennial Conference tournament with a 51-33 win over David City Aquinas. Here's Jordan Consbrook into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Bo Schwenka. Rather, replacing Gettert. Consbrook is in. Gettert is out. Demetrius Pitts back to the free throw line for his second free throw. It's up there. That's going to be off of the iron. No good. Rebound is loose and is picked up there by Boys Town. A shot by Maurice Hicks is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is loose again. Comes to the near sideline. Goes out of bounds. Last touched here by Hicks. St. Cecilia will play things in. Gettert receiving a little attention. Looks like he's got a cut that might have opened up on his left knee. And they're attending to that down here on the bench for St. Cecilia. Blue Hawks have the basketball into the forward court now. Joe Ryan has got it. St. Cecilia still leading by a dozen, 44-32. Here's Bo Schwenka. Bounce pass down in the corner goes to Seeley. Bounce pass goes inside to Stirrup. A shot is up there. It's no good. Consbrook has got the rebound. Gets it out to Joe Ryan. Now to Schwenka for 3. Shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Maurice Hicks. Now he loses the ball. Seeley picks it up. It's going to be stripped away from him. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. So now it's going to be the Blue Hawks playing things in from underneath their own hoop. Gettert comes back in. Consbrook is out. So Gettert now with a bandage around his left knee comes back into the ball game. Alonzo Ames-Dillard also comes in now for Boys Town, replacing Gerard Phillips. 44-32, St. Cecilia leading by 12 points, 2:15 to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia gets it in, down to the baseline. Here's Seeley, and he's going to be whistled for the traveling violation. Trying to put a move on down there on the baseline to free himself, and he's whistled for the traveling violation. So 2:12 to play in the third period, 44-32. The Blue Hawks have the lead. Here comes Boys Town back with the basketball. Ames Dillard has got it out here. Moves to his left, cranks up a 3. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound loose again. It's picked up here by Joe Ryan of St. Cecilia. Ryan gets it to Dalton Seeley. Out of Bo Schwenka. He will bring things up against Fernando Hildreth. Stumps it into the offensive scoring zone as Boys Town extends out the zone defense a little bit now. Out here in three-point territory. There's Ryan with the ball down in the corner. Seeley for 3. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Maurice Hicks. Hicks is passed to the near sideline. Here come the Cowboys on the break now. Alonzo Ames-Dillard drives down the lane. He dumps it away. Not looking for the ball is Demetrius Pitts, and it's intercepted here by St. Cecilia. Now a foul is called in backcourt and Pitts. Demetrius wasn't looking for the ball there. It kind of bounces off of his right shoulder. It was picked up by St. Cecilia. Then a foul is going to be called on Boys Town. 1:29 to play here in the third quarter. They whistle this one on Alonzo Ames-Dillard and not Pitts. So Alonzo picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Boys Town Cowboys here in the ball game here in the second half. 1:29 remaining here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia leading by the score of 44-32. Blue Hawks have the ball Here's Bo Schwenke out here in three-point territory. Hammers it down low. Gettert has got it. Bounces off of a defender and scores. Paul Gettert, a man possessed here tonight. He's got 19 points in the ballgame, leading the Blue Hawks in scoring here tonight. Devin Watts has got it. The Blue Hawks now with a 14-point lead, 46-32. Fernando Hildreth drives it toward the hole, and now a foul is going to be called on the Hawks. Fernando Hildreth took it right to the hole there for Boys Town, and a foul is going to be called here on Bo Schwenke of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his fourth. So four fouls now on Bo. Going to the free throw line is going to be Fernando Hildreth. He has got 6 points in the ballgame on three field goals. First chance at a free throw here tonight for Fernando. His shot is up there. It's off of the iron. No good. Fernando Hildreth, a six-foot freshman, playing here for Boys Town. Schwenke comes out. Here comes Dalton Seeley back in there. Blue Hawks leading by 14 points. We're in the third quarter with a minute to play. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. That one is good. So he hits one out of two from the free throw line. And Fernando has now got 7 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia now trying to inbound the ball. Pressure by Boys Town here in backcourt. Hamburger has got it. Picks up the dribble in backcourt. Goes to Zach Stirrup. Stirrup now to Simon Ostrander to the free throw line. Out of Dalton Seeley. Nice pass down low. It's grabbed there by Stirrup. And his shot is up there. It's no good, but he's hammered on the play. Nice pass from Dalton Seeley down to Stirrup. He didn't finish at the basket, but a foul is going to be called here on Demetrius Pitts of Boys Town. That's going to be his first team foul, number five, on Boys Town here in the basketball game in the second half. Stirrup to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the big guy hammers one down. Zach Stirrup now with 9 points in the ball game. He is a 47% foul shooter for St. Cecilia this year, 20 out of 42 from the foul line. 47-33, the Hawks again leading by 14 points. Next shot is up there. It is in and out. No good. And the rebound comes down to Boys Town. Demetrius Pitts gets the rebound out of Devin Watts. Picked up there by Ostrander. Watts on the wing on the right side. Moves it down in the corner. There's a pass to the elbow. Marcus Hicks moves to his right. Fires up a shot of his stirrup. No good. Rebound comes down to Ostrander. Simon runs her back the other way for St. Cecilia. Ostrander takes it to the left side of the floor. He's still got it on the dribble. Ostrander, a pass out here now to a Dalton Seeley. The Hamburger nearly lost the ball at the 10-second line. Goes over to Ostrander in the far sideline, splits a couple of defenders. 15 seconds to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia is leading by 14 points, 47-33. 8 seconds. There's a pass to the free throw line, intercepted. Intercepted here by Fernando Hildreth. He pulls up, shoots a long two. His shot no good. Rebound Watts. His shot's going to be blocked down by Stirrup. Zach grabs the ball, and time expires in the third quarter of play. Kind of an interesting shot there as Boys Town cranks up a long two ball. That was no good. Still plenty of time. Could have drove that ball to the hole with no problem for an easy two. But instead, Boys Town comes out of that possession with no points. So we have got three quarters in the books here tonight. Boys High School basketball in 1230 KHIS. Hastings St. Cecilia 47, Boys Town 33.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with a Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190. 1230 KHAS.
The girls winning on the girls' side of things in the Centennial Conference Tournament. They knocked off Grand Island Central Catholic tonight 61-49. The Hawkins move on to play in the semifinals on Thursday night at 6 o'clock at Lincoln Christian. Hastings St. Cecilia boys with a lead here, 47-33. As we start quarter number four, Paul Gettert leading the way so far for the Hawks. He's got 19 points. Dalton Seeley has got 18. Here's Seeley with the ball. Gives it up down to Hamburger. St. Cecilia shooting to our basket to our right here in the fourth quarter. Dalton Seeley, bounce pass down in the corner to Ostrander. Down is Seeley again. Back to Ostrander. Fakes the three. Dribbles down on the baseline. 12-footer is put up there. It's going to be short. Rebound. Gettert goes back up. His shot's good, and he's fouled. Ball. Gettert gets the field goal and one as he goes to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Gettert now at 21 in the ball game, and the personal foul is going to be whistled here on Boys Town. It'll go on Zach Hicks. Hicks picks up his first personal. That's going to be team foul number six on Boys Town here in the second half of play. Gettert to the line. His shot is up there. The shot hits the front iron. It gets the roll right down to the hole. He's now 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. And St. Cecilia has now got a 17-point lead 40 seconds into this fourth quarter. And now they commit a personal foul on the defensive end. A foul will go on the Hawks. It's going to go on Hamburger. That's going to be his third. So St. Cecilia led 14-10 at the end of the first quarter. It was 34-23 at halftime. The Hawks opened up a 39-23 advantage in the third quarter, finally led by 14 at the end of the period, 47-33. Then Paul Gettert gets the three-point play to begin the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia now comfortably ahead by 17 here in the fourth. As Boys Town will play things in, here's Tony McNeil back into the ball game, a running one-hander down the right side of the lane. Shot no good. Gettert again with a rebound. Outlet pass goes to Seeley. Seeley now to Ostrander. Back to Seeley. Now to Gettert. He's got it right at the top of the three-point circle. Gets it away to Simon Ostrander. Jump pass to the wing on the left side to Hamburger. Down to the baseline to Gettert. To pass in the lane. Deflected away. Trying to get it to Seeley. The ball swatted out of there by McNeil of Boys Town. It'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 6:58 to play in the fourth. St. Cecilia 50. Boys Town 33. Gettert out on top to Ostrander. The Hamburger, that is stirrup at the elbow. Out of Ostrander, right side, three-pointer by Seeley is up there, no good, and a foul is called on the rebound. An elbowing foul inside is going to go on Boys Town, and the personal is going to be whistled on Derek Brooks, and Brooks is out of the ball game now with 5 personal fouls. Derek Brooks fouls out with 6 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. He leaves with 6 points. So Derek Brooks now out of the ball game for Boys Town. Coming in is going to be Demetrius Pitts. And going to the free throw line again for St. Cecilia is going to be Paul Gettert. Gettert 4 out of 7 from the free throw line tonight. A 57% foul shooter on the season. And now the coaching staff for Boys Town needs to name a replacement here for Derek Brooks. They're going to take the opportunity to talk with the officials here on the near sideline. 6 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in quarter number 4. It is 50-33. St. Cecilia has got a 17-point lead. As Gettert will go to the free throw line here for the Hawks. Paul is averaging 9 points and 6 rebounds per game. He had 11 on Saturday as St. Cecilia beat Aquinas in a regular season game, 63-35. So Gettert waits here at the free throw line. His shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. And the ball is tapped out. Gettert grabs it at the free throw line, drives it down the lane. His shot no good. Rebound stirrup, and he's going to be fouled into play as he goes up for the shot. So St. Cecilia again will have some free throws here. This foul is going to go on Zach Hicks. That's going to be his second. And now it's going to be stirrup at the free throw line. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Stirrup, a 47% foul shooter in the season. 1 out of 2 from the line tonight. Shot is up there. He misses it. Safe to say is a team knocking down 60% of their foul shots so far this season. Stirrup will have one more. 50-33. The Blue Hawks with a 17-point lead. Next shot is up there. That one is around the rim and down. 51-33. An 18-point lead. Biggest lead of the ball game now for the Hawks. Here's McNeil for 3. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Gettert. He's tied up on the play by McNeil. Possession arrow pointing in favor of Boys Town, so the Cowboys will maintain control. Boys Town will play things in underneath their own basket to the left side. Devin Watts has got it. He will get it into a Zach Hicks. Tries to send it back inside. It's going to be tipped away from McNeil. Gettert tries to save it from going out of bounds and can't do it as he crashes into the bench here at Boys Town. And the Cowboys will play things in. 6:29 to play in the fourth quarter. 51-33. St. Cecilia with the lead. And Boys Town will play things in as a Zach Hicks. Well, inbound the ball here for the Cowboys. Hicks waiting for the ball from the officials. Now he's got it. He gets things in to Devin Watts. Watts dribbling with the ball. Comes over here near sideline. That's going to be Zach Hicks. His pass is going to be deflected by Seeley. Tries to save it, and he can't do it. seemed to try to bounce it off with the leg of Zach Hicks, but couldn't do it as he lost it out of bounds. So Zach will play things back in here for Boys Town. The Cowboys trailing 51-33. They give things to Gerard Phillips. Angles toward the basket, dribbles into the paint, stops there against Ostrander. Has to get rid of it, does so. Devin Watts. Watts takes it inside the free throw circle. Bounce pass right side to Phillips to the free throw line. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Gettert again. Paul Gettert gets another board there for St. Cecilia. Gets it away now to Hamburger. Hamburger to Gettert here on the near sideline. Hawks leading by 18 points. Under 6 minutes to play here in the ball game. Seeley has got it on the deep wing, right side, circles around, jump pass from the free throw line, goes to Hamburger, down in the corner to Ostrander, shot up there, no good, rebound, comes down to Gettert, now to Seeley, the stirrup and the lane shot, good. Zach Stirrup now with 12 points in the basketball game, and now Boys Town wants to call another timeout. The Cowboys want to call another timeout as the Hawks have opened up a 20-point lead here this one. 5 minutes and 35 seconds to play. In the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 53, Boys Town 33.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated. 1230 KHAS.
Gymnasium High School basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Bronco basketball for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings will play at Midland Lutheran. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon, 6 o'clock for the women's game, 8 o'clock for the guys, Hastings and the Warriors of Midland Lutheran, tomorrow night on 1230 KHIS. 53-33. Hawks have scored the first 6 points here in the fourth quarter. Devin Watts has got the ball now for Boys Town to a Gerard Phillips. A pass to the wing on the right side is deflected out of bounds. Getting his right hand in there is Simon Ostrander for St. Cecilia. Boys Town will play things in. Fernando Hildreth on the far sideline for the Cowboys. He's got the ball, looks to get it in. Finally has to go into the backcourt to a Jerron Phillips. Phillips picked up out there by Ostrander. Phillips gets away, dribbles down the paint. A little scoop shot is up there. It's no good. He's hammered on the arm. And a foul will go on St. Cecilia as Jerron Phillips drives the ball to the hole there for the Boys Town Cowboys. Personal foul whistle on Gettert. That's going to be his second. So Gerard Phillips, a 5'9" senior, goes to the free throw line here for Boys Town. He's got 2 points so far tonight. Shot is up there. That one is short. He'll get one more. St. Cecilia leading by 20. It is 53-33. Markwell Jones now comes into the ball game here for Boys Town, a 6-foot sophomore. So Markwell Jones into the contest now. Here comes the next shot. It's up there and in from Gerard Phillips. 53-34. St. Cecilia with the advantage. The Hawks facing some pressure here in backcourt. Stirrup dribbles once. Gets it into the hands now of Simon Ostrander. Ostrander picked up by Phillips, and now he falls down with the ball, and he's got to call a timeout as the Blue Hawks are having problems getting the ball to the 10-second line. So St. Cecilia calls the timeout. 5 minutes and 6 seconds to play now in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 53, Boys Town 34.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Central Catholic by the score of 61-49 up in Grand Island tonight. So the St. Cecilia girls will play in the semifinals of the conference tournament coming up on Thursday, 6 o'clock starting time at Lincoln Christian High School. 53-34 here. The Blue Hawks have the lead over Boys Town in this boys quarterfinal matchup. There's a pass from Seeley, mishandled by Stirrup. It's picked up by Boystown, and a foul is called here in backcourt. Stirrup mishandles the pass there from Seeley. It's going to be turnover number 13 on St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. The foul is going to go on Simon Ostrander. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number 8 now on St. Cecilia. So we're going to have some free throws at the other end, at least the 1-1. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Bo Schwenke, and coming out is going to be Simon Ostrander. To the free throw line now for Boystown is going to be Devin Watts. He's got 9 points tonight, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Watts, just a sophomore, toes the mark, and his shot is up there. It is good. Watts now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He's got 10 points. A 5 foot, or check that, 6'1" sophomore is what they got him listed at. Watts will have one more. His shot is up there. That one is good. Perfect. Coming into the ball game now for Boystown is going to be Demetrius Pitts. Going out will be Tony McNeil. 4:56 to play here in the fourth quarter, 53-36. St. Cecilia with a lead here tonight. Dalton Seeley plays things in to get it, and he is hammered right here. He was double-teamed on the baseline, but somebody got too close. Picks up the personal foul. And that's going to be on number 52, Marquell Jones. He picks up his first personal foul. And Paul Gettert goes back to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Gettert has got 22 points in the ball game tonight. 4 out of 8 from the free throw line. This will be a 1-1 situation. That's the 9th team foul on the Cowboys here in the ball game. Gettert will toe the mark here for the Blue Hawks. His shot is up there. That one is good. He'll get one more. Gettert leading the way tonight for St. Cecilia. Averages only 9 on the season, but he's put down 23 here tonight. Ball's next shot is up there. That one is going to be good. So Gettert hits a pair, and St. Cecilia now leading by the score of 55-36. With 4:50 to play, Watts drives. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Gettert again for St. Cecilia. Gettert gets it away. Now to Schwenke. Schwenke drives it around Fernando Hildreth into the offensive scoring zone. Schwenke has still got it. Stops at the top of the key. Now gets rid of it. Over to Hamburger on the wing on the left side. Back to Schwenke. Schwenke on the far sideline. They get it to Seeley. Now to Hamburger. Right side to Gettert. Jump pass back out on top to Seeley. Down in the corner to Schwenke. His jumper is up there. It's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. Tony McNeil picks up the foul. That's going to be number 5 on him. So Tony McNeil picks up the personal foul here for Boystown. And he fouls out of the ball game with 4:21 remaining. He is the second player to foul out for Boystown. McNeil is going to leave with only 2 points after scoring 13 in the ball game last night over Aquinas, as Boystown knocked off Aquinas 51-33 in the bunny bracket ball game of this tournament. Going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Bo Schwenke. He's got 1 point tonight, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 4:21 to play here in the fourth quarter, 55-36. St. Cecilia with the advantage here in this one. And now coming into the ball game for Boystown is going to be Shai Booker. Shai Booker out of the ball game for Boystown, replacing Tony McNeil, who's just fouled out. So Schwenke to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. 0 out of 2. I checked out 1 out of 2 tonight. 80% on the season coming in here at 4 for 5. Schwenke had 10 points on Saturday as St. Cecilia beat Aquinas in that regular season ball game, 63-35. It's 55-36 here. Hawks have the lead. Chop from the free throw line is up there and in from Schwenke. He will get one more. 56-36 now. Blue Hawks have the lead. Bo eyes the bucket. Shot is up there, and that one is going to be no good. He will get one more as he was fouled out here in three-point territory. Deep in the corner on the left side, so a three-shot foul from Schwenke. Here comes the next one. That was up and in. So he hits 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. And now St. Cecilia's got a 21-point lead, 57-36. Shai Booker with the ball now for Boystown. The Gerard Phillips, his pass is going to be mishandled here, and it goes out of bounds. Trying to get it back to Booker. And Boystown turns it away for the 13th time here tonight. So the Cowboys, after making the state tournament last year, they're going to drop to 5-10 unless they pull a rabbit out of their hat here against St. Cecilia. They're down by 21 points. 4 minutes to play now in the fourth quarter. Hamburger goes over to Paul Gettert. Gettert down to Dalton Seeley. Free throw line extended left side. That'll get her. Dribbles once. Now he's in trouble. Here's a pass over to Hamburger at the elbow, right side of the lane. Hamburger getting away. Gets it to Bo Schwenken now. St. Cecilia spreads the floor. They're going to run some clock here, up by 21 points. Up between the rings again is going to be Schwenken with the ball. Being chased now by Boys Town. They've gone to a man-to-man defense as they chase the Blue Hawks all over the place. Now they've been zoned all night long. Here's Hamburger out near the 10-second line. Down to Schwenken. Gets away on the dribble. Jump pass goes to the far sideline to Hamburger as St. Cecilia plays keep away now as they run some clock. 3:20 to play in the fourth quarter. 57-36. Hawks have the lead here in the quarterfinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. St. Cecilia, the defending champions here in the conference tourney, trying to repeat in the 2009-2010 season. Seeley has got the ball. Rainbow pass comes to the near side. Bo Schwenken, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Schwenken is going to be fouled here by Shai Booker of Boys Town. So it's going to be Bo Schwenken going to the free throw line. 3 of 5 so far tonight, all of his points from the stripe. We're down to 3:01 to play in the fourth quarter, 57-36. St. Cecilia with a 21-point lead. Hawks going to win their 12th ball game of the season here tonight. Free throw by Schwenken is going to be no good. He'll get one more. St. Cecilia will go to 12-1. They will play in the semifinals of the conference tournament coming up on Friday night at 7:45 at Lincoln Christian. They will play either Bergen or Wahoo Newman. Those two teams playing tonight. Next shot up there is good by Schwenken. Now it's a 58-36 ball game. Biggest lead of the contest for St. Cecilia. There's a shot taken by Shai Booker. That's an air ball. It goes out of bounds. So Booker throws up a shot from the elbow on the right side of the lane that was short. Now he's going to come out of the ball game. A short hook here by the coaching staff for Boys Town. Zach Hicks comes back in. St. Cecilia will play things in. They get it to Hamburger. Into the forecourt. Down to Getter. Big lead here for the Blue Hawks, 58-36. Getter goes to Hamburger, now to Bo Schwenken. And now it's going to be Boys Town in the man-to-man defense here. They need the basketball, trailing by 22 late in the ballgame. The St. Cecilia defense has been great again tonight. They've allowed only 36 points, and now the ball tipped away, but a foul is going to be called here on Boys Town right near the 10-second line. Fernando Hildreth picking up the personal foul for Boys Town. And that's going to send St. Cecilia back to the free throw line. Schwenken will toe the mark again. 4 out of 7 from the line. That's going to be team foul number 10 on Boys Town here in the second half. So this will be a two-shot foul, and Schwenken hits his first one. Bo now with 5 points in the ballgame, 59-36. St. Cecilia has outscored Boys Town 12-3 here in this fourth quarter. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. St. Cecilia shot a ton of free throws here tonight. And the Blue Hawks now lead by the score of 60-36. Now Boys Town wants to call a timeout. 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 60, Boys Town 36.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
Well, tonight on 1230 KHAS, also on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. We will be with the Broncos tomorrow night. Take a trip to Fremont. Hastings and Midland Lutheran tomorrow night. Airtime 5:45. Women's game will be at 6 tomorrow night with a men's game to follow at 8 o'clock. Hastings College women still ranked number 2 in the country as they try to extend their winning streak to 17 games. We'll have the action for you tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. St. Cecilia leading here 60-36 with 2:14 to play in the fourth quarter. Fernando Hildreth with the ball, moves it over on the wing on the right side. Here's a long-range jumper. It's going to be put up there. It's going to be no good by Marquell Jones, and the rebound comes down to Gerard of St. Cecilia. So Jones could not find the range from three-point territory, and St. Cecilia's got it again. Gettert, obviously well on his way to a double-double here tonight. Schwenken, free throw line extended left side. We're down to a minute and 48 seconds to play. Gettert with the ball. Out on top, down to Hamburger. Bounce pass right side. They get it to Zach Stirrup with the ball. Back out between the rings again to a Schwenke. Man-to-man defense here for Boys Town, but the white flag might be coming up. Here's Hamburg with the ball in the wing. Rainbow pass goes to the far side to Schwenke. St. Cecilia just tries to play keep away here. There's a pass back down in the baseline. They get it to a Gettert back out on top near the 10-second line. Seeley, the hamburger to Gettert. Entry pass. They get it inside to Stirrup. His shot's good, and he's fouled. Zach Stirrup got loose inside. They got him the ball, and Zach scores. He's now got 14 points in the ball game. Another foul here will go in Boys Town. It'll go on Marquell Jones. That's going to be his second. Matt Kissinger into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Dalton Seeley. Stirrup to the free throw line here to try and make this a three-point play. Out of the scorer's table is going to be Chase Bassett. He will check in. Coming out is going to be Bo Schwenke. So St. Cecilia will play in the semifinals coming up on Friday night. That'll be a 7:45 contest at Lincoln Christian High School. They'll play either Bergen or Newman. We'll have that ball game for you as well here on 1230 KHAS. So we'll follow the Hawks all weekend long in this Centennial Conference basketball tournament. Girls on Thursday, boys on Friday. Here comes the next shot by Stirrup from the free throw line. It's up there. It's going to be good. Zach now 3 out of 5 from the line tonight. He's got 15 points in the ball game. He's going to check out. Here comes Jordan Consbrook now to the ball game for St. Cecilia. The Hawks leading by the score of 63-36. They have allowed only, 3 points here in the fourth quarter. Outscored Boys Town 16-3 here in the fourth quarter. To finish things off, we're down to a minute and 15 seconds to go here in the basketball game. Here's Gerard Phillips with the ball for Boys Town. Comes out between the rings again. That's going to be Fernando Hildreth with it now. Fernando goes over to Demetrius Pitts down in the corner to Jones, and now a foul is going to be called. Marquell Jones had it deep in the right corner, and a foul will go on St. Cecilia. It'll go on Chase Bassett. That's going to be his first team foul number 8 on St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. Zach Hicks to the free throw line for Boys Town. He's 0 for 2 so far tonight. No points in the contest. Shot is up there. That's going to be no good by Zach. Offensive rebound, foul shot, no good, and a foul is called. Demetrius Pitts got the offensive board. Tried to put it down to the hole on the roll. It would not go. Jordan Consbrook picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. We'll name our player of the game. We've got our coach's postgame show before we get out of here tonight from the Chapman Gym. 63-36. St. Cecilia out on top with a minute to play. Demetrius Pitts. The free throw line here for Boys Town. He's got 3 points so far tonight, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Pitts puts it up there. The shot is an air ball. He errs from the charity stripe. Isaiah Owens comes into the ball game now. Here comes Devin Winston as well, checking into the contest for Boys Town. Also, Anand Mataal is into the ball game as well for Boys Town. 1 minute to play here in the fourth quarter, 63-36. Hawks have the lead. Demetrius Pitts back to the line here. His shot is up there. That one is good. So he errs on his first one. The second one is perfect. 63-37. It's only the fourth point that Boys Town has scored here in this fourth period. There's a bounce pass to the left side. Ryan Sheehy into the ball game now for St. Cecilia to Kissinger as the second and third teamer is going to mop up here tonight. Matt Kissinger with the ball, gets away, dribbles to the elbow, and he's going to be fouled. Fouled here on Boys Town. Nope, it's going to be an offensive foul. Somebody sent an illegal scream, but that was Kissinger, who was dribbling with the ball, evidently shoved off as he took it to the elbow on the right side of the lane, and Matt Kissinger is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be number 1 on him. That's going to be turnover number 14 on St. Cecilia. 37 seconds to play. Devin Winston has got the ball now for the Boys Town Cowboys. Loses control of the ball. The scramble is on. It's picked up by St. Cecilia. Hawks have got it. And now they lose the ball again as Matt Kissinger can't find the handle on it. There's someone driving down the lane. It's going to be Montiel. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound. Follow shot. No good. Ball tapped out. It is loose out here in three-point territory. Sheehy grabs the ball for St. Cecilia. Now to Ostrander. Ostrander with 9 seconds to go here in this fourth quarter. Out to Consbrook. Consbrook now to Matt Kissinger. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and this one is in the books. St. Cecilia going to win it here tonight. The Blue Hawks knock off the Boys Town Cowboys here tonight in the quarterfinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. Final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 63, Boys Town 37. So So the Hawks will move on. They will play in the semifinals of this tournament coming up on Friday night at Lincoln Christian. They'll play either third-seeded Fremont Bergen or Newman. Newman, the number 60, those two teams squaring off tonight in Fremont. The winner there will face Hastings St. Cecilia in the semifinals on Friday night, 7:45 at Lincoln Christian. We'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHAS, beginning with a pregame show at 7:30. Again, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight, 63-37 over Boys Town. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
For 3 days only through this Saturday, Hogan's Sporting Goods kicks off its 50th anniversary celebration with 50% off men's, women's, and kids' apparel in stock. And take an additional 25% off the list and sale price on shoes. 3 days only through Saturday at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown
Keith's
Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
The Chapman Gymnasium, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight in boys high school basketball. Final score 63-37. The Hawks led most of the way here tonight. Got out to an early 7-point lead in the first quarter at 11-4. Hawks led it 14-10 at the end of the first period. St. Cecilia then scoring the first 12 points of the second quarter to take control of the ball game. Led at that point by a score of 26-10. Boys Town came back to cut the lead down to 11 points at halftime, 34-23. But then St. Cecilia kept the pressure on. They scored the first, 5 points of the third quarter to make it 39-23. It was 47-33 at the end of three, and Boys Town did not challenge in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia goes on to post the win by the final score of 63-37. So St. Cecilia improves to 12 wins and one loss on the season. They'll play in the semifinals Friday night at 7:45 at Lincoln Christian. Boys Town is now 5-10 on the season after they beat Aquinas last night in the Bunny Bracket ball game. They lose here tonight to the second-seeded St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Again, St. Cecilia wins by the score of 63-37. Hawks getting a big performance tonight from Paul Gettert. He scores 24 points in the basketball game, 12 in the first half, 12 more in the second half. Gettert had 9 field goals tonight, and he was 6 out of 10 from the free throw line. So Gettert leads the way with 24 in the ball game. Dalton Seeley had 18. Zach Stirrup had 15. Bo Schwenke had 6. So only 4 guys scored tonight for St. Cecilia, but some big numbers put up there, especially with Paul Gettert scoring 24 in the ball game tonight. St. Cecilia shot 30 free throws. They were 18 out of 30 from the free throw line tonight, unofficially 15 turnovers in the basketball game. Boys Town was led by Devin Watts. He ended up with 11 points, 7 of those in the first half. Other scores, Fernando Hildreth had 7. Derek Brooks had 6 points tonight. Demetrius Pitts had 4. 3 for Gerard Phillips. 2 for Alonzo Ames Dillard. And 2 points for Tony McNeil. Shai Booker also had 2 points in the first half for Boys Town. Again, the Cowboys, they were 10 out of 17 from the free throw line. They turned the ball over 14 times in the basketball game here tonight. So Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight over the Cowboys of Boys Town. Final score of 63-37. The Blue Hawks now 12-1 on the season. The next ball game will be Friday night at 7:45 in Lincoln. Again, the final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 63, Boys Town 37. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Gymnasium again. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight. Final score of 63-37 over Boys Town. St. Cecilia led it all to breaks tonight, 14-10 at the end of the first quarter, 34-23 at halftime, 47-33 after three, and the Hawks go on to win 63-37. Over Boys Town tonight to improve to 12 wins and one loss in the season. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Again, not a whole lot of scoring out of the Blue Hawks tonight as far as numbers are concerned. The number of players that scored in the ball game, only four guys got into the score books, but I'll tell you what, some big numbers put up by the St. Cecilia offense here tonight as they put up 63 points on the scoreboard, led by Paul Gettert. He leads the way with 24 points in the ball game tonight. Dalton Seeley had 18. Zach Stirrup had 15 points. Bo Schwenka had 6. All candidates for our Player of the Game will come back and name our winner right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be Paul Gettert as he comes up with a big performance. The 6'4" and senior gets 9 field goals in the ball game today, and he also was 6 out of 10 from the free throw line. Still waiting for the final numbers on the rebounding chart here tonight, but obviously a big night for Gettert. He was in on a ton of rebounds as well. He'll have a double-double in the contest here tonight as Gettert scores the 9 field goals. He was 6 out of 10 from the free throw line. A season high for Paul as he comes up with 24 points in the basketball game tonight as Hastings St. Cecilia beats Boys Town in the quarterfinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament. Final score, St. Cecilia 63, Boys Town 37. Paul Gettert, our Player of the Game tonight on 1230 KHIS. Stick around. The coaches' postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the Coach's Postgame Show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
We get back to the Chapman Gymnasium. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight over Boys Town. Final score of 63-37. Still waiting for head coach Kevin Asher to make his way back out of the locker room after he talks with his Blue Hawks. And St. Cecilia moves on to the semifinals So the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament, of course, the Hawks winning this conference tournament a year ago en route to their state championship. St. Cecilia lost only one time last year. They've got one loss so far this year. So St. Cecilia will have to try to repeat here in the conference tournament, and it won't be easy. They've got some competition ahead of them. Fremont Bergen, the number three seed, they're playing tonight against Newman. Winner of that ball game will face St. Cecilia in the semifinals on Friday night at 7:45. Other half of the bracket tonight, you've got the number one seed, Grand Island Central Catholic, playing Elkhorn Mount Michael. That ball game got started at 7:45 tonight. The other game in the other half of the bracket has Council Bluffs St. Albert playing Lincoln Christian. Those two winners will play in the first ball game on Friday night at 6 o'clock with St. Cecilia playing in that second ball game. And then the winners of the semifinals will play for the championship on Saturday. That will be at 6 o'clock at Lincoln Christian. We already know one result on the girls' side of things, as Hastings St. Cecilia beat Grand Island Central Catholic tonight by the score of 61-49 up in Grand Island. So the Hawkettes will move on. They'll play in the semifinals. That'll be on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. They'll play either Newman or Lincoln Lutheran coming up in the semifinals. And then the other half of the bracket will go at 7:45. The girls' semifinals at 6 and 7:45 on Thursday. The girls' championship at 4:15 at Lincoln Christian. And Coach Kevin Asher has joined us courtside here tonight. Coach, a nice solid win for you over a pretty athletic bunch here tonight, as we talked in the pregame show, 61-37 over Boys Town. Your feelings on the ball game tonight?
Well, I thought we played pretty well. We had to, you know, play the style that we wanted to play, and we did a great job of, you know, taking care of the basketball. At, you know, there was a couple of stretches there in the second, third quarters that, you know, we let them make a little run at us. But any team's going to do that. They're hard to simulate the quickness of their hands and feet, obviously, in a day and a half of preparation. So I was really happy with the way our kids at times really stuck to the game plan regardless of you know, what the score was.
Got off to a good start. We talked about that it was important tonight. Got off to an 11-4 lead in the first quarter. They closed it down at the end of one period at 14-10, but I thought really took control of the basketball game at the beginning of the second quarter. You outscored them 12-0.
Yeah, and we've been doing really well coming out of that second quarter, it seems like. It's just been something that, you know, the first quarter's been fairly tight, and then the second quarter we come out and we really talked to our kids at quarter break. We got to still go inside, even though we had a small lead there. Our game plan was to take it inside, and you notice we got foul trouble for them. That probably hurt them a little bit, and we did a nice job of going inside in that second quarter.
And then what can we say about Paul Getter tonight? Man came out of nowhere, 24 points. He grabbed 16 rebounds officially in the ball game. Obviously his best game of the season.
Sure, it sure is, and he's a senior, and we challenged our kids. We said, you know, that this time of the year, whether it's first round, semifinals, finals, teams are going to start raising their level of play, and then some teams aren't. And, you know, we talked to our seniors, you know, this is it. You're at home. You're on your own floor. You get a chance to play in the semifinals, so raise your level of play. And Paul's one of the gutsiest competitors, you know, I've ever coached. And you notice tonight there was rebounds where there was three guys at the same level, and you noticed who came out with it. It was him.
But you had a 34-23 lead at halftime, and then you allow, what, just 14 points in the second half. We've talked about defense all season long, and you kind of hunkered down there in the second half.
Yeah, we did. Once we got the lead where we wanted to, you know, the press didn't bother us, and that's what I told our kids. You know, if they're going to come at you and they're going to trap and they're going to jump and so forth, but just allow your little ability of shot fakes or pass fakes and jump stops and the things that they probably don't like to do in practice very well, but just make sure you're taking the ball inside and getting good shots. And I thought we did it. They were letting that press a little bit affected our half court offense, and we rushed a little bit, and we didn't want to rush in the half court because obviously we had a size advantage.
Obviously, Boys Town kind of lives on the getting turnovers there, and that's that backcourt defense and the press, and they didn't get it tonight, and you guys really controlled it pretty well.
Yeah, we did. You know, I think there was a stretch in the second quarter that got where they made a mini run at us and got it down to about 8-9 points. And, you know, anytime you do that, you're giving them opportunities to score. And I thought our half-court defense played really smart. You know, we couldn't get out and pressure the ball like we always wanted to, but we had to build walls, and we had to do a great job of keeping it out of the paint and contesting shots. And then the rebounding is huge against them. They're such a good second-chance team, and as long as we win, win that battle right there. I thought we had a great chance.
Didn't have a lot of guys in the scorebook tonight, but the guys who did score came up with big numbers. Getter with 24, Seeley 18, Stirrup had 15 points, and the Bo Schwinkel was 6 off on the free throw line. So the guys got the job done. Not a whole lot of guys scored, but the guys that did score got the job done for you.
Yeah, they did. And you notice three of those guys are your seniors, and they did it, you know. They you know, Bo had a tough night, maybe with just a little bit of foul trouble, just never got himself into a rhythm, you know, and so, but Dalton, Paul, and Zach are three strongest players, and they end up, you know, with big numbers.
So now the semifinals coming up on Friday, and you see another set of challengers on the other side, either Fremont, Bergen, or Newman. They play tonight up in Fremont. Obviously, Bergen, the favorites are the number three seed, so you guys just kind of move on. Like we said in the pregame show, the competition is it's just another step tougher as you move on here in this tournament.
Yeah, it is. You started with 8 tough teams. Now you go to the next 4, and like we talked before the game, it's really a deal where you just got to prepare, and there's different styles in our conference. That's kind of what I like is, you know, the night was zone and a lot of pressure out front, and then, you know, it might be another zone or a man-to-man the next night. So you got to get your kids focused, and we talked to them about, you know, after the, you know, our kids weren't too high after this win. They're just ready, you know, to move on to the next round and make sure that we prepare ourselves well.
Okay, we'll see you Friday night.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Yep, Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Again, the Hawks winning tonight 63-37 over Boys Town here in the quarterfinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Win it tonight up in Grand Island over Central Catholic 61-49. The Hawkettes will play in the semifinals on Thursday night at 6 o'clock at Lincoln Christian, either against Wahoo Newman or Lincoln Lutheran. That'll be a 6 o'clock ball game. We'll have it for you here on KHIS pregame show at 5:45 on Thursday. St. Cecilia boys will play the second ball game on Friday. That'll be at 7:45 against either Fremont Bergen or Wahoo Newman. We'll have that game for you Friday night at 7:30. Here on KHIS. Tomorrow night, we'll have Bronco basketball for you. We will head for Fremont. Hastings taking on Midland Lutheran tomorrow night. Airtime will be at 5:45 for the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the women's ball game, 8 o'clock for the guys, both games here on 1230 KHIS. So again, in this one, Paul Gettert, big ball game for St. Cecilia, 24 points, 16 rebounds. St. Cecilia wins it over Boys Town, 63-37. St. Cecilia now 12-1 in the season. Boys Town drops to 5 wins and 10 losses. That'll wrap things up in the Chapman Gymnasium. For my producer and engineer, Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel of Hastings. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings linked to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.